The Southeast Aaron Well servicing U18AA Goldwings female hockey team earned a 1-0 shutout of the Parkland Fire Saturday in Melville. Jade Navo had the winning goal for the Wings with 5 seconds to play in the third period. Phoenix Preston Winder picked up the shutout in goal. The next game for the U18AA Goldwings, 4-2, will be November 19 when they host the Prince Albert Foxes at 4:30 p.m. in Weyburn. The Southeast TS and MU18A Goldwings picked up their first win of the season Sunday with a 4-3 road victory over the Carlisle Wildcats in the latest showdown between the two Southeast teams. Sydney Madsen opened the scoring for the Wings, but Ksenia Einarsson tied the game 68 seconds later for Carlisle. Jenna Emmel of the Wings had the lone goal in the second period. Markers by Dixie Korskaden and Akiria Lonechild in the third gave the Wildcats a 3-2 lead, but Brielle Farr and Brooke Kleinsisser replied in the final 2 minutes to lift the Wings to a win. Kleinsisser's goal came with 5 seconds to play in the third. The day before, the Goldwings lost 7-1 to the Prairie Storm in Middale. Emmel scored in the opening minute of the game to give the Wings a 1-0 lead, but the Storm took over the rest of the way. Carly Martin was in goal for the Wings. The Wildcats, 1-2. Next game action will be November 25 when they visit the Wood River Icecats in Lafleche and the following day when they meet the Southwest Cyclones in Gull Lake. As for the Wings, 1-5, they will visit the Cyclones on November 25 and the Icecats the following day. The Southeast Whitecap U15AA Goldwings split their weekend games against the Prince Albert Foxes, losing 6-4 Saturday but recovering to win 3-2 Sunday. Tyra Kamita, Addison Warren, Peyton Roth and Ella Schenner had the Wings' goals. Josie Ellis was in goal for the game. The following day, Jillian Forsyth scored the winner midway through the third period. Schenner had the other two goals. Kira Barker was the goalie. Up next for the Wings, 2-8-1, will be games at the Warman Wildcats on November 19 and 20. The Estevan IG Wealth Management U13AA Bearcats suffered 2 losses on the weekend. 10-0 to the Western Prairie Thunder in Kindersley and 7-3 to the Swift Current Wildcats on Sunday. Ruby Graff scored twice for the Bearcats against Swift Current and Olivia von Sprecken also scored. Graff's second goal pulled the Bearcats to within 1 early in the third, but the Wildcats pulled away with 3 more markers. Bea Summers was in goal for both games. Estevan, 1-4. Will host the Thunder on November 19 at 2 p.m. at Affinity Place and the following day at 10:30 a.m. at the Power Dodge Arena. The Estevan Steel Reef U13A Bearcats dropped both games they played on the weekend. One was a 3-0 decision to the Parkland Fire in Melville. After a scoreless first period, the Fire struck for 2 in the second and 1 in the third. The following day in a 3-2 loss to the Borderland Badgers in Moosomin, the Bearcats gave up 3 goals in the opening 12 minutes of the game. The second period was scoreless, and then the Bearcats notched 2 in the third, with Julie Berg and Allie Layton scoring. Adeline Christofferson was in goal. The Bearcats, 1-3, will host the Fire on November 18 at 7 p.m. and the following day at 10:30 a.m. Both games will be played at the Power Dodge Arena.